torrential rains have triggered deadly floods in southern states over the past few days. In Ellicott City, Maryland, a National Guardsman died on Sunday when a wall of water from the Tiber-Hudson River came rushing down the town's picturesque Main Street. At least 30 people were rescued, and the calls to 911 were frantic.
Are we going to die?
No, honey, I'm going to do my best so that does not happen, okay?
I have a lady stuck in a building over here across the street from me.
What's
8141, and the water's getting higher and higher on her.
Angie Tersigal owns Tersigal's French Country Restaurant on Main Street. It is, unbelievably, the second time in 2 years that a once-in-a-thousand-year flood destroyed her business. Angie, welcome. This must feel like deja vu. What kind of damage are you looking at?
Our basement is took on just about 70 inches of water. So I'm regularly looking at mud-splashed walls. Our wine cooler is on its side. Refrigerator and freezer are floating in water. Linens soaked in mud. It's a little overwhelming.
Well, I want to play a piece of tape from a video that was taken in 2016. And this is the last time your restaurant flooded. Customers are inside the restaurant. They're gathered at the window. It is pouring rain. And outside, the street has become an absolute raging river. Cars are floating by the window.
There's people in the water.
Oh my God.
And there are people in that vehicle.
Oh, my God.
Angie, a flood like that is already a once-in-a-lifetime event. You've lived through that experience. Were you prepared for it to happen again?
I thought when I closed the lid on the box that said Flood 2016, we were putting this behind us. And we really did just close that box about 4 months ago with wrapping up paperwork and tax forms and tax credits and unemployment insurance. And on Monday, we were given 10 minutes to be in the building, and it was the very first thing that I got out.
I understand you had to lay off staff. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. We laid off everybody on Monday.
How did that go?
It's painful. We have one employee that's worked for our family for 35 years, and this is the second time in 2 years I've made that call. And on Sunday, we had a 16-year-old girl in our building with our staff, and all I kept thinking was, what are her mom and dad thinking? It's hard. We have a small staff, and we're close, and they're like family, and to make those calls is heartbreaking. And then every single person said, when the time comes, we want to help clean up.
Well, and that's just one of the reasons why this process will be very costly. I mean, what about insurance? Do you have it? I mean, are they willing to insure you again?
So this time around, we do have flood insurance. Our building is exceptional in that even after the 2016 flood, we were not moved into the floodplain. So for us to get flood insurance wasn't as difficult as some other people or nearly as costly. So from a financial perspective for us, this time is easier. My husband and I bankrolled our previous rebuild.
To the tune of how much?
Over $120,000.
Wow. Some people in town must be wondering if there should have been lessons learned after 2016, that the government should have made changes to the banks of the river or something like that, or somehow made the town more resilient to flooding after it ruined people's lives, ruined your life 2 years ago. I mean, do you think about that?
I think about it all the time. We've had several flash flood warnings since the 2016 flood. And every time I've always thought, I have to put faith and trust in these officials. But you can't stop 10 inches of rain in 3 hours. And some of the projects set forth could take 10 years.
So now what, Angie? I mean, you're faced with this monumental task of cleaning up and rebuilding and opening for business again. You know, but this happened, a once-in-a-lifetime flood happened twice in 2 years. And you know, you must be thinking whether it's worth it if a third time could happen.
I do think that. The position is a little bit different for us. We own our building. she was built in 1890, and she's really structurally sound. And it's not so easy to walk away from that. And our restaurant has been there since 1990, and we've been on Main Street since 1975. And I have said a few times, like, I'm the rainbow unicorn of this rebuild because I'm just going to keep moving forward. I don't, you know, it's like at this point in time, we've come too far. We can't go back. So if this happens a third time, we might be having a different conversation.
Well, Angie Tersigal, your mood is to be admired, I think, after this. You're the owner of Tersigal's French Country Restaurant in Ellicott City, Maryland, flooding for the second time in 2 years. Good luck, and thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.